Prime Time with Isaac and Sook.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Expired.
All right, welcome back. We've got some really hot sports talk coming up, so you might want to stay tuned.
Hot opinions coming at you.
We got Joey Harrington next hour. Oregon, Oklahoma State. We're going to do a Mike Gundy segment coming up. I'd like to talk about Mike Gundy and his hair.
We do. I found that audio. It is for a cellular commercial,
uh-huh.
And he did a I'm 58, like, instead of.
So it's this year.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, he's got like a new deal.
Let's hear it.
And it's great.
Okay,
we want that right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's set it up. So it's a TV commercial, and he's doing the same thing. He's in the same outfit. It's in front of the same press conference thing. And this is the commercial.
Yeah, Coach, any changes coming this week?
Yeah, I'm going to make some cuts. Look, Big Wireless wants to come after me? I'm a man. I'm not 40. I'm 58. Why would I overpay when I can get Consumer Cellular's unlimited plan, two lines, $30 each? Fast, reliable coverage, two lines, $30 each? That's all I got to say. Big Wireless makes me want to puke.
That's fantastic.
Bravo.
I'm sorry. That makes me like Mike Gundy just a little bit.
I am not 40. I'm 58. Why would
Big
I overpay?
Wireless makes me
Yeah, Big Wireless makes me want to puke. Might have to be a drop.
Bravo.
Who did he Mike say Gundy. Makes him want to puke? Did he
Big,
say?
Big Wireless.
No, I know, but.
In real life, it was the journalist writing those things about the
Jenny
kid in the
Carlson?
Paper, right?
Yeah. It was Jenny Carlson. She was at the Oklahoman, I think.
Yeah.
Did he say Jenny Carlson makes me want to puke?
I think the people writing those things about these kids makes him want to puke. Yeah. He was like,
even though Mike Gundy was the one saying,
we went over this with Nemec a little bit last night in the recruiting show, but everyone thinks it was framed as him defending that kid, but really the journalist was just saying, you guys have said all these crappy things about him. And he got mad at her.
Those were all things that Mike Gundy and his staff have been saying.
She's
about
like, I'm not writing them. I'm writing that you're saying them.
It's just great.
You know, Jenny Carlson went to KU. You know that, right?
Rock chalk.
I had several classes with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was good. She was well respected. She was on the.
Not by Mike Gundy.
She was on the.
Yeah, she does write. She still writes for the Oklahoman.
She was on the school. What was it? The
school paper.
Student paper?
Yeah. Yeah. That.
Are you, not familiar with the concept of newspaper?
Well, I was trying to think of the name of it. Now I can't remember anything.
God. I don't remember what. I don't remember what the BYU one. We had one of those. We had, the best one is there was a, on the back of ours, we had a police blotter, which was hilarious because, what? There's no police in Provo. So the stuff that the police would get called to
Wait,
was,
you guys don't have police over there?
Well, we do. We have, like, campus police, but the things that they would get called to were the most ridiculous things of all time. And I had a buddy of mine that once, he was the happiest thing he'd ever had, is he made the police blotter. Because someone called the police on him bullying someone at a bowling alley. And we had left by the time they showed up. But he was wearing a shirt that said, this small should be seen, not heard. And it was referenced in the police report.
What?
And that made... We were at a bowling alley. And my buddy is a giant human being.
And he was small person shaming?
And he had a t-shirt on that said, the small should be seen, not heard. And he went over to someone who was using the biggest bowling ball. And he kind of bullied the kid out of that bowling ball. And the kid didn't like it or whatever. And, you know, I don't know if maybe some threats were made or whatnot. Apparently they called the police because that made the police blotter. And in the little police blotter, someone had written down that the assailant, my buddy, was wearing a t-shirt that said the small should be seen, not heard.
Is that the easiest police job in the country?
Yes.
Don't you think?
100%.
Provo.
Yes.
Provo, Utah.
Some of the great ones were at the BYU Creamery. It would be like someone paid for two like tasty freeze cones, but actually took four. These are things that made the police blow.
You can't do that.
You can't. Sometimes there'd be foul language.
Not up in here.
Someone would get cursed out on campus.
Ooh.
And people would call the campus police. Mm. It was adorable.
You'll never believe what I just heard.
So yes, to your answer, if you want the cushiest police job in America, BYU campus police department.
Okay, well, we don't have a lot of great college football games this weekend. We do have
one.
Well, we'll get to Oklahoma State, Oregon later. We're going to do a Gundy segment. But we've got, is the one Michigan, Oklahoma, is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a that is an interesting matchup. Although, both teams, well, I don't know. I don't think a lot of people are high on Oklahoma.
No.
But they have Mateer now, and they did kind of revamp in the portal. And
yes.
They're favored to beat Michigan, which is kind of interesting.
They're favored by 4.5, and so... Yeah. Michigan, who won national title 2 years ago, last year took a big step back because they didn't have a quarterback that could throw from me to you. They get the number one player in the country, is it Bryce Underwood, that comes in, and it was okay. It wasn't a dominant performance against New Mexico. Oklahoma goes and gets Jaden Ott out of Cal, who, by the way, like barely played.
Yeah, he didn't. He had like two carries.
It was so weird, and they're not saying he's hurt. Something weird's going on.
Well, they didn't run the ball very well against, I think they played Illinois State or something
like that.
And they Oklahoma's a little worried, or people in
Illinois State.
Boomer Sooner, they're a little worried because they did not run the ball very well against Illinois State.
But you got John Mateer, who looked like a million bucks.
He's great.
You know, I just...
It's a good game. That you know why that's a good game? Because, one, the two brands.
Yeah.
But two, the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That makes it so much more interesting.
You got a legit guy that some people think is a dark horse Heisman. You've got this kid that got all the hype that's going to be the savior of Michigan. And the winner of this game... Look, I don't think either one of these are a playoff team. But the winner of this game gets a little sauce, gets a little juice going into conference play. And I just Michigan, Oklahoma, dude, sign me up for that. And it's in Norman. These are the sorts of games
kind of fun
that you want that we got in week one. Because if you look at the rest of the slate, there is some embarrassing.
Well, you have Iowa, Iowa State.
Yeah.
And then you have Ole Miss is going to Kentucky if that tickles you. But it's really Michigan, Oklahoma is the only good game.
But I mean, realize that this is the part that drives me crazy about college football. We act like if you play one tough game, God forbid you play two tough games in a row, right? So Florida State schedules Alabama, all the respect in the world, you bring Alabama in, and then you follow that up with East Texas A&M? Like, really? Indiana, who never plays anyone, that eked by the sister of the poor last week, now schedules Kennesaw State. Ohio State comes off the big win against Texas, and they schedule Grambling, for God's sakes. I mean, that's Clemson from LSU to Troy. Tennessee has East Tennessee State. I don't even know what East Tennessee State is. This is the problem with college football. There's too many weeks like this.
So last week we had three top 10 matchups.
Yeah.
Would you rather they spread those out week one, week two, week three?
I would rather some teams have some balls and some courage. And I'm not saying you have to schedule top 10 teams every single week. But for Miami to schedule Bethune Cookman...
I think it's Bethune.
Is it Bethune?
Yeah.
To schedule
some respect, please.
Like, I mean, can we do something about that?
Do you see Grambling's coach? He's like, our band is going to compete. Their band is going to compete. Listen, we know what's going to happen out there.
Oh, no.
So I don't know why we play these games.
Well, the Ducks have an interesting trip to Chicago next week.
Yeah.
They go play Northwestern.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, conference schedules, they are what they are. It's not your fault that Northwestern sucks. And I don't...
Oh, that's right. That's a conference game.
That's a conference game.
I always forgot.
No.
Forget about the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And by the way, I watched a little of Northwestern against Tulane. I did.
Why?
Well, because...
Did you see the throw and did you see the BYU? Retzlaff looked great.
I did see him, yeah. He did look good.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it because I may not have bet on it.
Oh, yeah.
But Preston Stone is the quarterback for Northwestern.
It's a good name for a Northwestern quarterback.
He's the old SMU quarterback.
Oh.
And he comes with some
good
hype.
Good name for an SMU quarterback, too.
Yeah.
He comes with some hype, and he was terrible. He turned it over. I think he might have had five turnovers, if not only four.
Only four.
And Tulane kicked the crap out of him. So Northwestern, some people were saying... Yay, Northwestern might be, you know, watch out. Oh, no. They laid a giant egg.
Oregon has one of the best Primrose schedules leading into Penn State that you can have. I mean, and it's not their fault. There's no way you could have known Oklahoma State would be a four-digit dog when you scheduled this game, you know, way back when. These things are scheduled so far out. But to have Montana State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern, and Oregon State, let's play the fun game.
Mm.
So Montana State was a, what was it? Was it 27 was the spread?
No, no. Montana State?
What was I think it was 27 and a half.
No, yeah. It wasn't. Montana State?
I think so.
No, I thought it was much higher than that.
Was it?
I thought so.
I'll take a look.
Maybe wrong.
So Montana State, we'll put a pin in that, but that was somewhere in the 20s. I don't think it was in the 30s.
Okay.
Look it up. Oklahoma State's going to be a 4-touchdown dog, right? 28 and a half. Northwestern, do we think that's going to be under 28?
27 and a half.
27 and a half.
You're right.
Northwestern and Oregon State. Oregon State, by the way, if they don't beat Fresno State, that may be a 35-point spread. They are going to be 4-touchdown favorites in every game leading into Penn State.
Okay, so Northwestern
played
Tulane, like I said.
Yeah.
Stone was terrible, and they lost 23-3.
Yeah.
They will play tonight against Western Illinois, so you'll have a chance to watch them. And then they will play Oregon. Okay.
Advanced scouting.
So 28-point underdog Montana State.
Yeah.
28-point underdog Oklahoma State. Northwestern?
It's going to be 30.
21?
I don't know.
Maybe it might be closer to 24. I'm not sure.
It's going to be a lot.
And then Oregon State?
Because Oregon State has...
30?
Oregon State has Fresno State. This is a must win because Texas Tech is going to drub them.
So if Oregon State's 0-3,
yeah.
If they're 0-3, I think they might win this
weekend.
I hope. If they're 0-3,
yeah,
that spreads over 30.
Over 30. Again, you could not have a softer lead-in and then on the road at number two.
Gambling opportunity, Beavs plus 37 in the Civil War?
The only thing would be if Lanning decides to get all the dogs off. This is weird because there's no such thing as a must-win game in game two, but this is as close to a must-win for Oregon State as you can have.
Yeah, you need something to validate that you can actually play some ball this season.
If you find a way to lose to Fresno State, who was alley-whipped by Kansas, you have basically said that in less than a year and a half, any sort of foot up that you had going down a level from being a Pac-12 team to this new Pac-12, not only has that been erased, but it's been erased from existence. I mean, you got blanked by Air Force last year, 28-0. You lost to Nevada, and you get spanked by Cal, who you thought you were as talented, if not more talented than. It's the second year in a row you've been just alley-whipped by Cal. You just have to find a way to beat Fresno State, because Texas Tech and Oregon at this point are just, that's not going to go well for you. Those aren't going to be
competitive. I think they win. I'm going to call it.
I hope
I think
so.
The Beavers win. And by the way, I was on Cal.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back with the Beavs.
Angie Machado, who owns and writes the Beaver Blitz, who's just an absolute sweetheart. Love Angie. And is as positive a Beaver as you can be, right? Like, it just, right? You're running Beaver Blitz. You're going to have a positive spin on things. And I think she does a great job. And that's a great site covering that team. You should read what she wrote after that game against Cal. She called out Bray. She called out the fans. She called out the program. I mean, it was just, it wasn't negative. It was just the truth.
We spend to win.
And when you've got Angie out there saying that this is unacceptable, things are not great in Beaverland. So Fresno State gives you a chance to get your feet underneath you, show up at Reser, have a great crowd support, and just,
they're wearing orange.
Get it done. This is a absolute program must win for Oregon State.
All right. Who will be playing on Sunday or in tonight? We've got some injury news next on The Fan. I forgot to play something for you. I want to play it for you because we saw it today and we liked it. And when I say we, Buck and I.
Yeah, okay. The editorial we.
Well, Buck, we all have the thing where you're watching a video and then it just populates the next video.
The algo goes ahead and populates,
And you don't really know what's coming.
No.
But when it pops up there, sometimes you click on it.
Yeah.
Well, Buck was showing me a video of Conor McGregor today. And the next, and I didn't care for it.
It's kind of an odd share.
It was, but whatever. The next video that popped up.
Well, he's going to be the next Prime Minister of Ireland or something, so.
So he was showing me that and I watched it and I set his phone down. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then William Hung popped up.
Oh, she bangs.
Yeah.
The one and only.
She bangs.
He's the
baby. Yeah. Well, okay. So William Hung pops up and I'm like, wait a minute. That's William Hung. Click on that. And here is what that video was.
Hey everyone, this is William Hung from American Idol, and here is a song for you. We will fight, fight, fight for Iowa State, and may her colors ever fly. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight for Iowa State, with the will to do or die. Rah, 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 love stands forever true. We will fight that battle through, and when we hit the line, we'll hit it hard, every yard for ISU. Beat the Hawkeyes.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah. Has anyone done more with less than William Hung?
So he's on Cameo, so somebody ordered that from him.
$30.
$30?
There you go.
$30.
Now, do we think an Iowa State fan or an Iowa fan ordered that?
Well, Iowa State. I mean,
unless you feel like that disgraces your song.
Come on.
Yeah, it might have been an Iowa guy. I don't know. But that, I just thought that was delightful.
$30 to get William Hung to sing your fight song?
Yeah. And it sounded like he was playing the fight song off of like a jam box in the background.
Is it wrong of me that I now kind of want to hear him sing Rise and Shout?
What's Rise? Oh, the...
That's the BYU. Yeah. Rise and Shout,
well,
the Cougars.
For $30, you can.
He probably has.
For $30. You know. Yeah, can I just scour the internet to find out if William Hung has sung the BYU fight song?
Why does your mic keep cutting out?
I don't know, but I don't... Is it working now?
Yeah, it is, but then you move it and then it stops.
Uh-oh. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Call engineering.
Quit wiggling.
At least we have engineering.
That's true.
Well, not
when
you do that.
We have two engineers. Yeah, you keep losing.
I don't know what to do.
Don't touch it!
Anyway.
Stop fiddling.
You're for sure.
That ought to work.
You're just trying to pull a Jalen Carter and go home early.
That's right. Well, my mic doesn't work. Nothing I can do now.
He looks exactly the same.
What? He does not.
He does.
He's fat as hell.
He looks a little puffier than he used to be.
Well, he's a little puffier, but he looks the same age.
Dude, you need to look at William Hung from American Idol. He's gained like 50 pounds.
Well, like I said, he's a little... Yeah, I mean, I can see it in the
great
cheeks.
Great skin, though.
But he looks the same age.
You know, the Asians, they don't age. The Asians have like a weird thing. My gal talks about this quite a bit. They don't age for like 70 years and then it just like...
And then all of a sudden they're 95.
Yeah, you become a peanut. It's just... So, my gal talks about it all the time because she looks great. Everyone always thinks she's like 10 years younger than she is. And I'm like, at what age am I just going to wake up next to you and be like, ah, and she's like, oh, I can't wait for that. Like you get like a hump, you get slunched over and you become an old lady working at a grocery store. It's the way it works. It's like some sort of Faustian deal with the devil.
So we've got some injury news real quick before we get to the real in the news. One is Mekhi Becton said, so he's the offensive lineman for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And we do have football tonight. We got Chargers Chiefs.
Half hour away.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Which, by the way, what is the local time there in Brazil? Are they playing that like late at night there?
I'll look and see what time it is.
Well, it's at least East Coast time, if not.
Right now, they are 4 hours ahead of us.
Okay, so they're playing that at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, the Brazil people are a festive people.
Yeah, woke up from there.
They'll stay up and party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Mekhi Becton is the big offensive lineman for the Chargers, and he ate some bad rice and beans.
Uh-oh.
And he's hospitalized.
Whoa.
They showed a picture, or he posted a picture. He's like, don't eat the rice and beans in Brazil.
Oh, boy.
And with a couple barfing emojis.
Yeah.
Well, this is somewhat problematic, too, because, they are down already their best offensive lineman, Rashawn Slater.
Yeah.
And now you've lost Becton as well. He's in the hospital, man. Some rice and beans?
Well, they say he's questionable. He was. Yeah. I think he's out, but he ate something bad.
He gets some IVs, and you think it really was rice and beans?
I found the problem.
There you are. What is happening?
See that right there?
Yeah. Are you frayed?
Are those exposed wires?
I do believe those are exposed wires.
Why? I thought this studio was new.
The frayed ends of sanity. Well, it probably didn't help that you were over there beating the mic.
Don't blame me for that.
I am
an Odyssey station.
Look at you manhandling that with your monkey paws over there. You're manhandling the mic.
Great radio.
Mic. This is going to go well.
Well, anyway.
IT!
Anyway, Becton, they're saying is questionable.
Yeah.
And then Christian McCaffrey is questionable.
I'll tell you right now, if you are a Niners
fan, I don't like it.
You are just waiting. I mean, if I told you right now you had to place, you know, I'll give you even money. He blows the Achilles this year. He doesn't. Are you taking he doesn't?
No, I'm taking he does.
Yeah. Dude, this is now
the smart money.
It's an even money bet.
This calf has gone on now for over a year.
Kept him out the first 8 weeks of last season. Same thing.
And then he played like a couple games, and then they shut him down.
Yep.
And all offseason we've heard he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. And now we're getting ready, and he didn't practice today. So it may be something minor, but he didn't practice. Dude, I am just waiting for that thing to just explode.
Or doesn't come back.
You know it's coming. You know it's coming. We have now been conditioned. There is no scarier thing for a fantasy football owner to hear. Sore calf. You just know it.
Well,
Tyrese Halliburton, right? He's dealing with a calf. Is he?
Kevin Durant
dealing with a calf. Is he?
Don't these smart fantasy owners avoid Christian McCaffrey for this very reason?
I think so.
Yes.
But if you're a Niner fan, I mean, Brian Robbins.
Isaac Garendo ain't filling that gap.
Well, and there go the exciting whites. I mean, you're cooked at that point. I mean, it's not good. That is just, and maybe this is all being overblown and Christian McCaffrey's going to be fine.
He says it's nothing major.
Of course.
That's what he said.
He said it was nothing major last year when he missed 8 weeks. How old is Christian, by the way? Let's take a look. Christian McCaffrey.
What channel's that NFL game on tonight?
It's on YouTube and YouTube TV.
Oh. Christian McCaffrey is 29 years old.
And what's the death age for a running back in the
NFL?
You
are 1 year away from hitting that 3-0 where you're like, yeah. And he's also a guy. And I know when Christian McCaffrey is healthy, dude, that guy is he's the balls. He is so good. But he's also a guy that throughout the course of his career, and it's the reason he's not in Carolina anymore, has dealt with injuries. And now all of a sudden we're like, well, he couldn't possibly get hurt again. Yes, he could.
Someone needs to do an exposé on why Niner players get hurt so much.
There is something.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they are a mash unit. And the years that they're not, they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, for a while they kept, like, they had a GM who, like Trent Baalke, who liked to get, he thought he could get better value on guys that were coming off of injuries, so he was always getting guys who'd had injury history. But now it feels like they just like guys that are old, and old guys get hurt.
Well,
he has played in his career, he has played 5 healthy seasons, and he has had 5 massively shortened seasons. Like, at this point, it's just flip a coin. Flip a coin if you're Christian. And I don't know if you know this, but as you get older, it no longer becomes a coin flip. You don't magically hit 30, 31, and they're like, hey, I'm...
Is he the Anthony Davis of the NFL?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
That's a good call.
That is a good call. When healthy, as good as anyone that plays...
Christian Street Clothes McCaffrey?
You just can't. You can't count on him.
Well, tune in on Sunday right here on The Fan to find out if he plays. Seahawks, Niners.
Big game.
Big one.
In the news is coming up next. Have you ever heard of Crawl Space Chic?
Crawl Space Chic?
Yeah, man.
No, but I'm interested.
I don't want... There's nothing good that has ever happened in a crawl space. See John Wayne Gacy.
That's not true. I love my crawl space.
No, you don't.
I do.
You hang out in there?
Sometimes. And I've thought about renting it out.
Dude, that is...
Listen, I'll explain next, okay? Yeah,
it's called a sex dungeon.
And by the way, I'm gonna go find engineering.
Exposed wires.
In the news segment is next. Here's Buck. Hello?
Hot, we're on.
Is this on?
I hear you.
Is it working?
Dude, the brand man, look at him. He's getting stuff done.
Yeah. There's no engineer here?
No.
I don't know why. It's not 5 o'clock yet. Mm-hmm. But
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
They were not here.
No.
And so Dusty came in and replaced the mic.
Well, there goes your lawsuit against Odyssey.
Actually, I don't think it is 5 o'clock somewhere because it's 4:41, so that would be tough for it to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, it could be.
Well, it's 5 o'clock in Utah.
It's 5:40.
Yeah. It's not.
Oh, you mean like actually 5. It's the 5 o'clock hour in Utah.
Yeah. That's right. Bottom line is, like, you can drink at 4:52. You're fine.
Well, listen. It's fixed, okay? Yes.
You have
a new mic.
You have a new mic. Maybe this time treat it a little more delicately.
And right? How do I sound? Do I sound great?
There he goes with those cat moves again. You look like a little kitten batting a piece of yarn or something.
Yeah. Kitten mittens. Just out there.
You are the cat palace daddy now, so.
Yeah, how are the how are your cats?
I wouldn't know. I don't ever go down there, but my wife hates them, so.
I like that you have two cats that you both hate.
And they still have their own place.
I don't hate them. I think they're cute, but I never go down there.
That are living in an ADU
by themselves. I actually kind of feel bad for them.
Just open the door and let nature take its course.
Yeah. They do seem to want to go out
there.
Let's
just see what happens, huh?
It is September 5, 2025. Time for In the News. Hello, I'm your noted newsman. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
There you go. Speaking of which.
All rise and please be seated. Today is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Ah, cheese pizza's so mid.
Agreed.
I haven't had pizza in a long time. I kind of want to eat pizza.
I had a ranch pizza the other day.
Ranch?
Yeah, you never had the ranch, the square pizza? They opened a... There's like three locations.
The place is called Ranch Pizza.
The place is called Ranch Pizza.
No, never heard of it.
It is phenomenal.
That's the last place we ordered out from about like 2 weeks ago when my parents were here.
Yeah, it's really
delightful.
They just opened one in Vancouver and I got all fired up about it.
Yeah, there's one in Beaverton as well now.
So I was like, oh, damn, let's order a ranch pizza.
What's the best restaurant in Beaverton?
This place called McDonald's.
DeCarli's really good.
Maybe you've heard of it.
DeCarli, what's that?
It's an Italian spot.
Yeah.
It's a little Italian.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Burmese is also delightful.
What?
Top Burmese. It's a nice high-end Asian bistro.
Yeah. It is also Bring Your Manners to Work Day.
Mm. Yeah, so don't be an ass, huh? Clean it up.
Too late. So I was teasing Crawl Space Chic.
Yeah. My crawl space is just dirt.
See, my crawl space is great. You can walk in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not...
Kind of like an ape cave sort of situation.
It goes like, it's slanted. So it the further you go in, the more you have to crawl. Mm. But right in the initial area of the little door, plenty of storage space down there. It's great. It's perfect. It's actually pretty clutch because we don't have a garage.
Yeah.
So I store all my bodies and
yeah.
things.
Sex toys. Yeah, all that fun stuff.
Anyway... I don't know if you guys have seen, but a man was arrested after being caught living inside a Clackamas County condo crawl space.
Yeah. How very, what's that, Parasite of that guy?
Yeah.
Now, this has an Odyssey Portland tie.
Okay.
As the neighbor of the condo is none other than salesman mm-hmm. Dave Kinsella.
Really?
Of Odyssey Portland.
So...
And none of you know Dave, but he's on our sales
staff.
He's
a good dude. So he doesn't, he just lives next door to
yeah.
this?
Yeah, he heard the cops raiding the place to find the man. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go look at the setup that the man had in the crawl space.
Can I say, too, that that's
it's like, fantastic.
This is like one of those like weird like horror stories that doesn't ever happen. Like you hear stuff and you're like... Someone's living in the crawl space. You're like, no, they're not. And then you open it up, and sure enough, someone's like, what's up?
No, this is the kind of thing that if a kid sees this news story, they're going to be worried there's a person in their crawl space forever.
Yeah, that's fair.
This is like when they had that story, I think it was out of Kansas, where the babysitter, the kid was complaining that someone was under
the
bed.
There was a monster under the bed, and there was.
And the babysitter was like, no, there's not. And there was actually a guy under the bed, and it was like, ah!
So,
I'm looking at it right here.
So apparently he'd been living in there for quite some time.
So no one knew that he was living there.
No. Now I just want to describe the setup he had. First of all, he has a TV. He has power.
Yeah.
With a TV, yeah. And he has string lights for ambiance.
Edison bulb lights.
Yeah. And a nice little bed area.
Yeah. Got a camping chair in there.
Yep. That's his living room.
Yeah.
So the guy's name was Benjamin Bucher. He's a 40-year-old dude, and he had been inside the crawl space. He had a bed, lights, chargers, TVs, electronics plugged into the house's power.
Yeah.
They did not know how long he'd been living there, but they estimated it had been an extended period of time. It is a pretty tall crawl space, so you could walk in it.
Yeah, this is way... Like, when I think of crawl space, this is
yeah.
way
you, well, you think you have to crawl. Yeah, this guy can walk in
this
there.
This is more of a basement. He's living in a basement.
Yeah, he just has to avoid the beams
yeah.
in the, you know, it's the 2x4s.
Or you could say, you know, a better analogy. He's living in an attic, but is just below. Because that's an attic setup.
A pipe with white residue that tested positive for methamphetamine was shockingly found.
Yeah.
In the crawl space.
I'd actually be shocked if it wasn't found. I mean, if you're living in a crawl space, I assume you're smoking a little meth. I'd be a little disappointed if you weren't.
So he's gone to jail. You can't do that.
I'm kind of... What's he going to jail for? Like trespassing?
What?
Yeah. And unlawful possession of methamphetamine.
Oh, yeah.
First degree burglary is what they charged him with.
What did he burglar?
Ooh, that's,
what did he burgle?
That's a clip.
What did?
That's
what,
a clip.
What did he do?
I do know.
I think these are trumped up charges. It's insane.
I don't know. They said he first degree burglary and unlawful possession of meth.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Look, I understand the meth.
I thought it would be trespassing. But
yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's a lesser charge. And
like,
so
what are you getting? Like, you can get arrested for trespassing? Now, I get it. It was trespassing a lot, but I don't know.
Extensive trespassing?
You know, it's no harm, no foul.
Serial trespassing?
Yeah, I mean, the meth thing certainly isn't good, but they said that it's not immediately clear if he has a lawyer. I'm guessing he does not.
Well, I don't know. I've always kind of wondered how much I could rent out my crawl space for, because it's a nice shelter.
Yeah.
It's a good shelter from the storm.
But do you have that? You don't have that.
I don't have that, but somebody would pay to live under there.
And someone's pointed out he probably stole the electricity.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, I was like wondering, what did he burglar?
Well, sometimes, like mine
burgled the electricity.
Mine has lights.
Yeah.
Underneath there.
Okay.
So sometimes there are
lights
and it's wired so that you can see what's going on under there. So he probably just tapped into that.
Hey, look.
Pretty resourceful fella.
Well, for being a homeless man, or what do we call him? Like house challenged?
Houseless?
You know, hey.
How do you know that? Maybe he was a rich guy.
I like the fact that he thought outside.
Maybe he was downsizing.
He thought outside the box.
Keith Wilson is showing his true colors.
What's our fearless leader doing now?
Well, you know, when Keith Wilson, the new mayor of Portland, was elected.
He seemed like a reasonable fellow.
Well, many people thought that.
Yeah.
And before you start yelling at us about, well, yeah, you guys stop voting for these chumps. Well, it's not that simple. Because the alternative is even worse. Mm-hmm. Right?
Do you understand that?
Am I right?
You're right.
So, like, look, I don't want to get into a whole...
But you're about to.
...thing, but, I mean, I don't know. I just think that... Let's just say this. I'm going to try to say this as least offensive as I can.
Okay.
If you're just a middle-of-the-road political person living in Portland...
Yeah.
Who are you supposed to vote for? Like... You're tossed the super liberal candidate, okay? And then all the people that are on the right are like, well, stop voting these people in. Okay, I didn't want to vote for Keith Wilson. Keith Wilson was the best person of a bunch of people who were further left than him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not trying to make this a left-right thing, but Portland is such a liberal city that you're going to get a left mayor, okay? Yeah. So if you... So there's always this, oh, you keep electing these... Well, who...
Or,
who was the MAGA candidate?
Or this, could you bring someone...
There isn't one.
Could you bring a center-right or center-left candidate
to
the table?
Not in Portland.
Not in Portland.
Have you been paying attention to Portland? You know what the alternative was? Sarah Iannarone. She's like an anarchist.
That's my problem with politics in general, is that to be elected by your party, you have to be the most along the party lines, and by the time you get to the masses at whole, you're far too one way or the other for everyone to collectively like.
Look, we're stuck, okay? And I get it. It's ultimately on us. We can move out of Portland. I'm not going to do that. I love Portland. But this stuff is so frustrating. Keith Wilson, so, you know, Trump and his team are saying, hey, we're going to come into Portland. We're going to clean up your streets.
Yeah, he said that the city is under siege currently.
Well, look, it's not, but it's not great.
I understand it's been better, but as someone that is out on the streets four nights a week, I can assure you the city is not under siege.
So you know what Keith Wilson's response to that was?
What did he burglar? He burglared? What did he burglar?
Oh, that's great.
Why are you going there? What did he burglar? It's obscene. He was a better
fella.
What is our fearless leader? What's the...
What, are you trying to take the focus off of your great drops here?
No, but I actually kind of want to see it a lot.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
Germany's a great city.
He said... he wants you and I to come out and volunteer and give our time and money to help avoid the fate of Trump coming in and wiping us all out.
All right, Keith. So you want me to get my sack of doorknobs and start a vigilante patrol?
So wait,
Somebody said skedaddle.
I just want to frame this properly, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, okay?
Yeah.
Keith Wilson was the mayor, he was the candidate voted in because he was the guy that seemed the most sensible about the homeless issue.
Yes.
He was like, and he had a plan.
Yes.
So people voted him in. That's a main reason why he got in. He is now saying, let's work together by volunteering and donating and prove the administration's heavy-handed tactics are not needed in our city. Wait, does that rub you the wrong way?
Great question. First off, what am I donating to? Where is my money going? And second, what am I volunteering for?
He went as far.
Very successful, very rich.
He put out a link to a 9-page prospectus, and it outlines gifts and services that people can give to the various nonprofits in town that are running the homeless services. So that's where we're at. We had this huge plan, and now it's like, hey, why don't you step up?
I need your money.
And your time.
And your time. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Dude, I'm sorry. As a Portlander, and I love Portland.
That's ridiculous.
That pisses me off.
Yeah. What a burglar.
Well, again, I'm willing to donate my sack of doorknobs and my vigilante justice. I'm willing to roam the streets and start swinging a sack of doorknobs. Let's go. I'm going to need to know, like, how much money do we spend? And so, again, the solution is,
well,
we spend all this money, and so the solution is give me more money.
Well, what
happened this time, just freely give me your money, and you volunteer.
What happened
to his? It's amazing
the
way I don't hear any applause for that.
What happened to his plan?
I don't know.
I mean,
I have concepts of a plan.
We have fast-forwarded to this. Oh, no. Well, we just need you now, and if we don't get you, it's going to be a hostile takeover.
Yeah, I'm reading here through this 9-point plan. Good grief,
it's a problem.
Yeah, that is.
I think we're going to stop.
This ought to be fun when we have tanks rolling down our street.
Yeah, it's going to go well.
That's going to just Major League Baseball. Here we come.
It's called baseball in particular.
Can you imagine what's going to happen if we literally have the camouflage troops and those like personnel carriers rolling down Broadway?
There's about 1,000 Portlanders that are excited to make it their own Tiananmen Square.
Oh, exactly.
God, you ain't kidding.
Where's the naked? Remember the naked lady? She was actually hot, too. Remember? You don't remember that?
She just sat there naked.
Yeah. Dude, she's getting fired up for this right now. This is...
Oh, they're mobilizing.
They are... If you want to make their day just the anarchy, here you go. Good grief.
Well, what do you think Sarah I Anarone's thoughts would have been?
God, I hope this doesn't come to fruition. Just...
What do you think she would have done if we voted her in there?
I think she would welcome it in just so she could do this.
Hand out tridents?
Hand out the cocktails right now. You know, the Molotov cocktails?
All right, how big are pep bands for high school football? They are under siege. That's next on The Fan. I'm moving more into the whites. What?
I would love to just ask a couple questions because I don't like what I...
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All hell's breaking loose today.
I still can't get over it. My favorite thing that Buck has ever said.
On a Friday? Why did I say that?
There's 1,000 people waiting to make this their personal Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That just warms my cockles.
That's a good line.
That's great. It's insane. And now I just think about... You know,
it's true, so true too.
I think about how many people are sitting like in a 4-story like house right now down in the basement,
dying to be the face of the resistance,
just waiting. Like when he mentioned that Portland may be the next city to send
here
in the national,
here we go.
They're just like, please, God.
Putting on eye black.
Please, God. This is their Super Bowl. This is the same guy that owns like 17 like guns and is like, I never want to use my guns. Please give me. Please. That's that. Don't you dare come into our city. Please come into the city. Please. Please send a tank. Please.
One more story for you here. if I can X out of this stupid newsletter pop-up. I don't want your stupid newsletter.
I think you do.
The majority of Portland public high schools do not plan on having a pep band performance during sports games this year.
A pep band?
Correct. Pep band. Yeah. You know.
Why would...
Band.
People were threatening... Oh, they're... I thought you were talking about banning bands.
No. Band. Band. Okay. Why? You know, like drums and...
Yeah. I mean, it's like, no good?
Band directors from Cleveland, Franklin, Grant, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Ida B. Wells sent a letter to their respective administrator and athletic directors in early August saying that the decision is the result of a lack of clarity around their extended responsibility compensation. Band directors involved said that their pay schedule for after-school activities does not reflect what their position requires. So we got a little bit of a holdout again.
Can I ask a question? Now, I'm not a band person. I noted I was not allowed to play drums by Mr. Nishiba in the fifth grade.
Now close personal friend of Isaac Roth.
Therefore, thanks to that old crotchety bastard, just kidding, we love you, but you did crush my dreams, I was not able to further my band career. Can't we just have the band show up and play? Do you really need a band director to lead a pep band?
Who's going
to
stop them?
Well...
Wait, what do you mean? Like, okay. Don't you have to learn the music and stuff?
Well, you already have. Like, they've learned it at school. They're saying that the pay schedule, it does not include me going to the games to lead the band.
Those kids know the fight song.
So, if you... So,
oh, I see what you're
so
saying.
So, if you're saying, like, Clackamas, right? Clackamas, if you don't have a band leader, guess what? I'll lead the band. All I have to do is show up and be like, hey, pep band, we're playing the fight song. And then we're going to play the Star Wars theme, and then we're going to play, like, whatever other three songs you know, and there you go. No offense to the band leaders who do a great job of learning or teaching the kids the songs, but do I really need you at the game to tell the tuba player when to play? I'm asking a question.
Christopher McCurdy is the Grant High School band director. He says, if the district really does value this, then they need to pay. Put your money where your mouth is kind of vibe. And we're not talking a lot of people either. We're talking about seven high schools and seven directors. So it's pretty defeating, he says.
Well, how much
a lot of people saying.
How much are they asking for? What does it cost to get a band leader out to a football game?
That's a good question.
I just, you know, can we take up like a if the mayor is asking for donations for that.
I'm really rich.
I'd also like to point out that we spent $730 million last year on the homeless, but you know, give me some more money. We can't, like, what, like, $1,000? Like, for a seat? What are we?
I don't know. Are you going to step up?
I'm willing to volunteer.
The mayor would like you to step up and pay for this.
I'm willing to donate my time. I'm willing to lead the Mountain View High School.
Yeah, maybe if Mr. Nishiba puts a bass drum in his hands, then we could get something going.
That is, I just love that got back to him and it bothered him so much that he told you about it.
Well, that was the first thing he brought up when he found out who I was.
Yeah.
Maybe thanks a lot, Big Sue.
Maybe
just trying to enjoy my vacation.
Maybe you shouldn't be out there crushing fifth grade drummer dreams. How about that?
Maybe you should stop being stupid
and have some rhythm.
Well, my.
Could you have a dad? Could you have a dad? You couldn't get a volunteer from the parental section to lead the pep band.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know enough.
This story kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, hey, we need our pep bands, okay?
Who's going
to
supervise the kids? They're at a football game. What do you mean supervise the kids?
They need leadership.
Do you?
Jace.
Can't we do this as like a... Can we do this as an experiment? So you're telling me that a bunch of high school kids don't have the ability to go to a high school game...
And put on a show.
Colleges have student conductors. My uncle was one, and it started early.
Okay,
student conductor. You can rotate it.
Well, it sounds like we have two people on this show who are against band leaders in Portland.
I'm not against band leaders,
which makes you communist.
I'm merely asking the question. I'm pulling a Joe Rogan. I'm not saying, just asking.
That's your job. Ask questions
with no real solutions. Although I did come up with solutions. Volunteer parent. What do you burglar? Like when they do the little hand things, you know, like
I could do that.
Yeah, but I'm asking, and to someone who's actually in the band, please text in. Do you pay attention to that, or do you just know the music?
They're just keeping time. So when that person glances up for their music, they're just making sure they're on the pace.
Well, can I just get a big metronome then? And
probably
go back. whenever I was growing up in church, we always had to have one of those people lead the music. I went to church for years growing up. I have no idea what any of them were doing, and I still sung horribly anyways. You know.
Yeah, we got to go. Joe Harrington coming up next hour. We'll do a Mike Gundy segment next on The Fan.